It's been a little over 1 year since Janice Morrison was elected mayor of Nelson on October 15th, 2022. She's the second woman to hold the position. Deb Kozak was mayor from 2014 to 2018. Checking in with Morrison, she spoke about her campaign strategy that resulted in her winning the 2022 election.
You know, I ran a what I like to refer to as sort of like a heads-down campaign. One of the things that when we started the campaign was we weren't going to be influenced by other comments of other people that were running. So we didn't look at anything that the other mayors were saying. We didn't look at what was being on social media and things around, even what the councillors were saying. I believe in one-to-one conversations straight up. I tend to do my homework and my research, and I like to come prepared. And I was probably as surprised as everybody else. It's so humbling, and I'm so proud to be able to represent the city of Nelson.
When asked about what has surprised her the most since becoming mayor, Morrison spoke about the difficulty of navigating through decisions made by the provincial government.
What surprised me the most is the ongoing and ever-increasing level of sort of downloading that's coming from the provincial government. You know, in these last 8-9 years, it's just at a rapid pace. You know, they see a problem and they hit it with some legislation. And so that means that at local government level, we have to do more work. So with it comes, though, no more funding to be able to do that work.
Morrison also mentioned that one of the strengths of Nelson's government is the council, specifically having members with opposing views.
When I reflect on our council, I think we have just the right amount of tension. And people think of like, ooh, tension's kind of a bad word. But when you think about the physics of tension and how things happen is that we have other views. We're not an echo chamber around our council table. And one always has to be worried when everybody is like-minded because you're always missing that important piece of information.
Touching on some of the issues that are most important for a local government, Morrison mentioned asset management and transportation.
If we look at managing our assets and our infrastructure correctly, it does help those other issues. And so really it is about managing. We have lots of old building stock here, needs to be brought into the 21st century. We talk about climate change. We know buildings are big GHG emitters. So if we can look at our buildings, that's going to help there. Transportation is key. If we can help with transportation, we're going to help with some of the healthcare issues. We're not going to have cardiac surgery in Nelson or in Trail, you know, but while we have to get to the Trail Hospital, having better transportation is going to help with healthcare. It's going to help with education so students can get to their campuses. It's going to help with businesses who can get employees who have to live outside of the city into town to work. So it's all about managing your assets. It's about the infrastructure. Those are what I see.
Morrison has 3 years left on her first term as mayor of Nelson. Prior to being elected mayor, she also worked as a city councillor for 3 terms, a total of 12 years. Reporting in Nelson, Scott Onschuk, KCR News.